Well, the Associated Press is reporting today that the government of the United States has been auditing more employers looking for undocumented immigrants. There are about 450,000 undocumented immigrants in South Florida, and the Trump administration's crackdown has them worried that if they're deported, they won't be able to care for their children who were born in the U.S. Alexander Gonzalez from member station WLRN in Miami reports on an immigration advocate who's trying to help.
Nora Sandigo is the guardian of more than 1,250 children. Her home in West Kendall, Florida, isn't big enough for all of them. But if their parents are deported, she makes sure their children are taken care of.
Porque tú estás con nosotros y vas a proteger.
It's almost lunchtime, but first Sandigo leads then in prayer. About 20 kids repeat after her.
Para que seamos niños de bien. Para la sociedad.
The prayer ends and the corn tamales are ready.
Bueno, vamos a comer.
A volunteer, Julieta Garcia, tells the kids, line up. Every other Sunday, Sandigo serves a meal like this during a food and clothing drive at her house. The adults come mainly to pick up those essentials. The kids, they like the colorful bounce house and popsicles.
They know I adore them. They come here as if this was their home.
Immigrant families with children who are U.S. citizens sign power of attorney documents over to Sandigo. That doesn't grant her full legal guardianship or parental rights. It does allow her to find a suitable home for the kids and sign documents on their behalf if a parent is deported.
Como por ejemplo, que pueda actuar en las escuelas.
I can represent them at school, in hospitals, in universities, or in the courts. I can pick them up if they're detained.
Sandigo doesn't take care of the kids all at once. Most of them live with a parent or family friend. Ritib Kumar is an exception. He's 16 years old and lives with Sandigo and her two daughters.
Since 2010, this is the first stable life I've had.
Ritib was born in Seattle to undocumented Indian parents. He says they were deported when he was 9 years old. They were on the way to Disneyland in California and were stopped at the Oregon border. Ritib's family eventually moved to the country of Georgia in Eastern Europe. But Ritib wanted to return to the U.S., so his parents contacted Sandigo. She agreed to take care of him, and they first met in person at the airport in Miami about a year ago.
I didn't know much about Miami. I knew zero to nothing Spanish, so I didn't understand anything, you know. It was hard at first.
Ritib still doesn't speak Spanish, but now he can understand. Sandigo helped him acclimate.
She is my second mom, yeah.
He says she supported all of his goals, like joining the football team at Felix Varela High.
You know, she came out to every game to watch me play.
Sandigo agreed to become a guardian for these children of people living illegally in the U.S. because she has firsthand experience of what it's like to immigrate. She fled the war in Nicaragua when she was 16 years old. She arrived in Miami in 1988.
Mira, yo los comprendo tanto porque si a los 16...
I understand the kids so much because even at 16 years old, I still felt vulnerable. I still needed the guidance of my parents, their warmth, their hugs, their blessings.
She now leads a national nonprofit called the Nora Sandigo Children Foundation. Sandigo says more parents have been coming to her since President Trump was elected. A woman named Rosalinda stopped by Sandigo's home to pick up diapers and food for her two sons. Late last year, she says she decided to sign the power of attorney forms. She calls them her family's small ray of hope. Rosalinda lives in Homestead, Florida with her husband Benjamin. They're undocumented and emigrated from Mexico. They didn't want their last names used.
Te preguntan de dónde eres, mexicano, mexicanito, y cuidado que te va a deportar Trump y eso.
He says when people find out he's Mexican, they say, watch out, Trump could deport you. In January, Sandigo filed a class action lawsuit in Miami federal court. The defendants are 10 of Sandigo's kids. They are asking for their constitutional rights to be protected and on behalf of children whose parents fear deportation. The lawsuit also calls for allowing undocumented parents to stay legally in the U.S. if they have American kids.
We're willing to go all the way to the Supreme Court. That would cover the majority of our immigrant community.
Sandigo plans to visit Washington, D.C. later this week to present her case to lawmakers. For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Gonzalez in Miami.